The really interesting thing about the music festival trend for talking about the current protests is that there actually isn't much evidence that social media was suppressing the protests in the first place. As somebody who studies algorithmic censorship, sure, TikTok will prevent clusters of overly political content from clumping together, but they generally do allow protest coverage. Instead, the music festival thing mostly started with people hypercorrecting because they weren't sure what the algorithm was and was not going to censor. Ironically though, that term immediately became better at spreading online because it defined a clearly subversive in-group of people. That generated engagement-like comments from other people who wanted to feel like part of the group, which made the videos go more viral. So what we're actually seeing is a sort of real-time survivorship bias where the music festival videos appear overrepresented compared to just the protest videos, which weren't as memetically fit for the algorithm. Now, even more people are likely to think that the protests are being suppressed, so they keep on making music festival videos. To be clear, there may be real suppression or lack of representation in mainstream news media, which depends on many filters of manufactured consent. But if TikTok wanted to suppress protest coverage, I'm sure they could do that. In fact, I'm positive that they're aware of the music festival trend right now and that their deep learning models could easily identify and remove anything that looks like protest coverage. But what's actually happening is our own mistrust of the technology we're using to communicate is helping spread countercultural messaging, which is pretty fascinating.